Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Godwin, the Executive Vice President with Shaw Industries. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
It is great to be with you. It's a little bittersweet, though, because you're retiring at the end of this week after 39 years at Shaw. You've been a great friend of mine. Why don't you give us a quick timeline of your past in the flooring business?
Thank you. I started off in the flooring business with a small distributor based out of Oklahoma called Action Carpets. I'd been there for maybe a year and a half, 2 years, and the Philadelphia division of Shaw had open positions in Kentucky and in Northern California, Sacramento, California. I took the position in Northern California. It was beautiful. Best decision I ever made in my life. I moved out there. Every week I traveled, it was like going on vacation. I had never been in Northern California, so that was my first position with Shaw. Then in 1982, I moved down to Southern California and worked directly with Don Whitfield as we built out the West Coast. Don Whitfield moved back to Dalton, Georgia to take the position as Vice President of Cabin Craft. I became the DVP for the Western part of the United States for the Shaw Group. And then in 1989, I moved back to Dalton, Georgia. I took the role of a Vice President of National Sales for all of the Shaw business and did that all the way through 1993. And then 1993, the opportunity for Australia came open where I was able to go over to Australia. I was the CEO in Australia, reporting to Vance Bell and Norris Little, and thoroughly enjoyed that opportunity overseas. We built a great business down there. We elected to sell that business and move out of that business. At that time period, it was about 1999. I moved back to Southern California. And in Southern California, over the 2-3 year time period, I was in charge of all Western part of the United States for Shaw Industries, and also had the responsibility of running the Tuftex organization. And actually, I officed out of the Tuftex organization. Then in 2002, Randy Merritt contacted me. They redid the organizational structure back here in Dalton, Georgia, and I moved back here as an executive vice president for Shaw Industries, reporting to Randy Merritt.
Now, how old were you when you started with Shaw?
I was 28 years old. It was 1978 when I started with Shaw.
28 years old. How about that? And your job that you're leaving right now, all of sales on the residential side reports to you, right?
Yes, all residential direct sales, not the big boxes. And most recently, we moved Builder over, so it was just retail. But what will happen going forward, Scott Sandlin will take that role, and he will oversee all direct sales and the sales for home centers, mm-hmm. and kind of reorganize that and have that set to go forward.
Give me a feel for that's an army of people. That's a large group.
Yeah, you're talking about there's 9 DVPs. There's probably in that group with hard surface and soft surfaces, you're probably talking about 100 RVPs, and then under that, probably 600-700 salesmen. I don't have the exact number anymore. Right. I don't keep up with it.
Well, I wanted people who don't necessarily know the Shaw organization to know that it's 700-800 people. I mean, it's a big
it's
group
a
of people.
Huge scope. It's yeah. a lot of people.
Well, and let me just tell you too, you have a high energy level. Most people know who you are, John. You have a high energy level. I think some people joke about trying to beat you to the office, which is very hard to do because you get here at 6:30 in the morning, I believe.
Yeah, I've always been a very early starter. I usually get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and been getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning Monday through Friday for the last 39 years. And prior to all the ability to use internet and things of that nature, of course, the only way you could get things done was pretty much at the office, very paper intensive. We did everything through voicemail, so you had a lot of communications that you were putting out to the field. But as things changed, you know, it became a lot easier because there's a lot of work that you could do at night at home where you can communicate through a lot of people on email, text messaging, and whatnot. But yes, I've always worked pretty much from about, I'd leave the house no later than, with the new technology, 7 o'clock in the morning, and typically not home until about 7 o'clock at night.
What attracted you to Shaw back in the beginning?
Actually, you know, my dad, Bill Godwin, who was in the flooring business, he worked for C.H. Maslin, and he stated the fact, if you're going to stay in this industry, I think these Shaw brothers have got a great strategy with where they're going. And he goes, if you're going to stay in this industry, I think this is the company that you're going to want to work for longer term.
And as you look back at your career at Shaw, a couple of the highlights, the most exciting times for you?
There are several times that were very exciting. I guess the first was in 1982 when we went from exclusive distribution to mass distribution, and we were growing the business very quickly, 25-30% a year compounded. I think another exciting time is when we entered aggressively in the Main Street commercial business that was led by Scott Sandlin at the time period, and we entered that business and we got very, very good in that area. It was very exciting when we entered the hard surface business. I think those are critical milestones in what made the business what it is today. But I tell you what I've enjoyed the most out of the whole thing. I love the culture at Shaw. It's like we're a brotherhood. We understand each other. We know each other. We're very respectful to each other. We're very competitive. So the associates that we deal with day in, day out, I think we're kind of a culture that if you come into this culture and you don't really fit, typically you make the decision to go someplace else and do something else. But what makes this job and this company so much fun, it's the company, it's the leadership, it's the culture, it's associates. Every day, everyone at Shaw Industries is doing everything they can to make it better for our customers, make it better for our associates, make it better for our community. I don't think there's a lot of companies like that. I think we're very unique in that area.
You know, as these millennials come along now and you hear about some of the way they think, I mean, you're a company man and you've been living this. 39 years, you've been living Shaw, haven't you?
Yeah, there's no question. I think the millennials that we've got coming along, we've got a challenge there. We've got to do a lot more to excite them and entice them. We've learned a lot. We'll probably hire anywhere from 50 to 55 new territory managers that come into our rank. You know, even if you had a 5%, 6% turnover, you're probably talking about turning over 35 to 40 people. So 55 doesn't sound that much when you think in those terms. But we're challenged with the new younger generation coming through, and we're getting a lot better at doing different things to support this group. For example, one of the decisions Randy Merritt made right before he retired is we went to company cars. And company cars today, that's a big issue for young college graduates. In many cases, they're carrying debts. They don't have a suitable car to conduct business the way we want business conducted. And so we move forward with company cars. But I think we're doing the right things to make it easier for the new generation to come into our business. And furthermore, I think we're a lot more conscious in different things we're doing in compensation to keep it exciting, to keep it fun, and to ensure the fact our retention rate is at an acceptable level.
Now, you gave a little speech at the NFA fall meeting because we've been talking about your retirement for a little while now, and you kind of reflected on the relationships you've got with your customers. Real quickly, talk about that if you would.
I think what makes this business, first thing is we're in a great industry. The flooring industry is a great industry. Every home wants a beautiful floor. There's no question about it. And the customers that we sell to, they are the greatest people to work with as you become personal friends with them. If I have any regret, I wish I became personal friends with a lot more of the customers that we sell day in, day out. But what I respect about the customer base that we have is it's very entrepreneurial. Everyone in those businesses, for all practical purposes, they built those businesses from the ground up. If they didn't build it, their family built it, and they took the ownership of it, and they carried the ball forward. I've got huge respect for our customers' ability, the entrepreneurs that run those businesses, to assess business decisions. They can identify a good salesman, bad salesman, within 5 minutes when they walk in the store. They vote with the dollars and the checks they write. And we coach our people, understand something. This owner writes a check because of what he thinks of you and what you do for his business. I think what makes it so exciting is the entrepreneurial nature of the customer we sell. I think that's very unique. I don't think a lot of industries have as many true entrepreneurs on the ground floor for customers that we have in the flooring industry.
All right, you and I both live in Chattanooga, and I know you personally. I know your wife, Vic. What are your plans, you and Vic, what you can do next?
Well, I tell you what, we were discussing it. We haven't made a lot of progress just yet. I think my wife is still in disbelief that I'm retiring. I think what we're going to do over the first 6 weeks, I'm looking to really do nothing the first year. I just need to kind of settle in. We need to kind of get things balanced out on what life is going to look like. But for the first 6 weeks, we'll spend time in Chattanooga, in Nashville. And then probably we have a house in Palm Springs that we bought back in 2002, and we'd like to get out there and spend some time out there because we haven't. I'd like to spend 60 days in Palm Springs all the way through February 15th through April 15th, somewhere in that area, and then decide what we're going to do. But we have not set any concrete plans. I think we're both getting aligned to the fact that I'm not going to be working. I'm not going to be getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and not getting home to 7 o'clock at night. And so I think we have an adjustment that we're going to have to work our way through.
Now, there's no doubt. I can't wait to hear what you've gotten into next because I know you're not going to sit around.
No, I don't know what I'm going to do. I love to garden, and we got a lot of projects I want to get done. I'm a busy person. I'm one of these people. I get up on Saturday. If I've got 10 things I want to get done, I write down all 10, and I get them all done. I cannot foresee where I'm going or what I'm doing, but I'm blessed. I'm in perfect health. I'm not tired. I've got a lot of enthusiasm. I think there's a lot I can give or do. I just got to get myself aligned correctly, and I think everything will be great.
Well, like I said at the beginning, we're going to miss you, John, and you've done a lot of service here for Shaw. Again, been talking to John Godwin here the last week before he retires at Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.